Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. Thanks for tuning in to another episode here on Girl Talk on Blog Talk Radio's Girl Talk. Today is going to kind of be a really, really fascinating discussion, actually. It kind of went on one of Dusty's more kind of dangerous ideas, because Dusty was like, why don't we have a discussion on something sexy? She was like, because sexy sells. So, of course, after fighting that topic for just a little while, I finally decided to shut my mouth and say, oh, okay, I guess I'll give in to this topic. So today's topic, everybody, is all going to be about asexuality, fetishes, and sex in dangerous places. Now, I know that that sounds a little bit risque, or you might want to, you know, have parental guidance for this episode, but I did a little bit of research, of course, before Dusty comes on air to bring about some information for some of this stuff, just because I find it extremely fascinating. Now, I wouldn't say that I'm, like, the most uninhibited person in the world. Like, I know that there are lots of people out there kind of going through their own thing and kind of do it wherever and really don't care, you know, they're in the woods or they're outside in a parking lot or the quick trip at 7-Eleven or wherever else they decide they want to get their thing going. But me, I'm kind of more like one of those, if you even bring a topic up, it makes me blush. So, yeah, I don't think you're going to see me getting on anytime soon in a parking lot at a 7-Eleven, outside in the woods or anything like that. Fetishes, I wanted to get into some of the fetishes today, too, a little bit as a topic, because so many people fetishize, I want to say, like, fetishize the transgender community. Of course, you all know that I'm, like, avidly against that. I think that that is just wrong. I think that it's never okay to fetishize, to make anybody an object or something that you just don't respect or that you disregard. So we'll get into a little bit of that and the different kinds of things that people, you know, the fetishes and whatnot that people have. And then we're definitely going to cover the topic of asexuality. Because I've noticed that a lot of people, especially in the transgender community, end up asexual after their transition. Now, this is like a huge misconception that a lot of people have, because a lot of people see that smut and they see that porn and they see that absolute garbage. And so they don't really understand, but I've met so many people that are actually asexual after they transition. So we're going to definitely kind of cover that topic as well. I always invite you to call into the show. Of course, today is 12:30. I believe it's Eastern Standard Time, 347-884-8177. We will feel free to take your calls. Otherwise, me and Miss Dusty are going to have a fun talk with you. Let's bring her on air. Dusty, what's going on, girl? You know, I was telling everybody about your fun, fabulous topic for the day.
I'm here.
Girl, get that whatever out of your throat that's stuck in it.
Bitch. Let me tell you something.
What, you just have something stuck in your throat? I mean, we were just talking about, we're going to cover the topic of sex in dangerous places, but I want to know, are you in a dangerous place with something in your throat?
No, I took the cock out of my mouth before I came on air.
Do you promise?
I do.
We don't want to hear, you know, we don't have a, want to have a, an audience have to hear that, be punished from you.
Well, I bet they would like to hear it.
So Ms. Dusty, as because of course this was Dusty's show idea, because Dusty was like, girl, we gotta start doing some sexy topics if we really want to sell the show, because we gotta start going somewhere because sex sells us. So get into a little bit with the audience. Have you ever had sex in a dangerous place, and if so, what was the most dangerous place that you had it? Bitch, dig.
When I was in high school, like, I was having sex in the back of my little Grand Prix in front of my boyfriend's house. It was like six in the middle of the winter, window steamed over. You know, I had to put my hand on the window like Titanic, because I'm dramatic like that.
No, you didn't. So it was like a dramatic scene.
Yeah. And
sounds like a dramatic scene for everybody. Oh, that's too funny. So when
Yeah,
you're
he
like
wouldn't have
sweating
stopped
and
like
everything
that.
and there was all the good stuff, did anybody come outside?
No surprise. I mean, there were cars driving by, and I don't know where his parents were. They weren't home yet, but I was like, "Oh Lord, we are gonna get caught." But
So
we did
this
not.
wasn't like one of your random trips of standing at the corner and picking up a John. This was actually a boyfriend.
This was actually like sort of a boyfriend.
Sort of a
He wasn't
boyfriend.
that great of a boyfriend. He was a douche, but
Did you get tips? Did he tip
hell
you?
no.
So all that
No.
free labor. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
Got
'Cause I mean,
one.
I'm you know, girl, as you know, I'm like the Virgin Mary.
Oh, please, bitch.
But I know that you and nobody else tends to believe that, but you all know that that's what I tend to claim, right? So, I did a little bit of research, right? Of course, I did a little bit of research. And I was like, where is the most dangerous places that they claim that people, have sex in? And one of them was outdoors. Now, how do you feel about the outdoor scenario? How do you feel about, like, in a garden or outdoors? And what do you feel about that?
I'm trying to think of a comfortable place outdoors. I'm not trying to
Yeah,
have
you
sex
don't
on
want
a
either.
gravel road or something.
On a
Ugh.
rock, literally on a rock. Like, can you imagine?
No, that doesn't even seem comfortable.
My thing is, like, what if a bear would come along? Or, like, what if, like, one of those wild animals? Or what if, like, I mean, you don't know what's going to. And then what if it starts to rain or, like, thunderstorm or hail or something? Like, oh,
Mean,
my
that would
God.
cause. I hope they'll do it in the.
So I thought that was kind of interesting, but you have a lot of people, and I can't remember the name of it that they call it, but there's a lot of people that like to get it on outside. Another place that they say was quite dangerous is cars. Did you feel like your life was in danger when you were getting on in the car?
Yeah, I did, because he had a very big penis.
Girl, did you just have to go and explicitly describe everything to our audience, bitch?
Sex sells, bitch.
So it's extremely so. So you were getting so you felt like your life was in danger. So that was a pretty dangerous place.
Sure.
They also say chairs are so. You have to make sure that the chair's stable. Could you imagine if you're getting on and like when you're like the chair and it like fell or collapsed on you in the middle of the act? Like I think that would just be. I wonder if you get like one of those spin around chairs. I'm talking about like the chairs that spin around. Wouldn't that makes it any safer? They also say
Yeah.
like a Now, and a thing that I don't understand is like a kitchen table. Gross. I mean, like, what if you're cutting up chicken or you're sitting there prepping dinner, you're cracking it? Ew. You don't know what kind of germs are on a kitchen table. And I certainly don't want to go in behind y'all behind. So I'm not too getting on a kitchen table.
I'd be afraid that the table would break. I mean, kitchen tables ain't cheap.
I know that's right. You really like to get into it, don't you? Did you know that they say one of the most dangerous places is also a bed? They say that that's where most accidents happen. Can you believe that? Not like where everybody does.
Yeah, I would think so. How is it
What else did they
where?
say? Girl, I
Well,
mean, showers from slippery surfaces. Ever thought about a shower?
Never done it in the shower.
They say
You're the
couches
best
because you
part
think
of
you
it.
can like fall off. Like the one place that I really didn't understand was like the stairs. Like what the fuck? Stairs? I couldn't fathom that in my brain. Stairs. And what about a closet? Because they say that people have gotten on a closet, and I'm like, wouldn't you be a little bit closet phobic in there? So
It
I thought
has
that
to be
was
a
pretty
big.
interesting. Well, your ass has to have those big ass walk-in closets anyway, just for your hair collection alone.
That's true.
'Cause you have a
I need
pretty big
more.
hair collection. Everybody, when I was on the phone, when me and her were talking last night, the first thing out of her mouth was, "I'm girl, you can't be bothering me right now. I'm sewing together a wig."
Tell her my secret. Think that's the wig
Don't
I'm using. To
know. And
pick my hair up
also,
from the hairwind.
I told her that she had to put me together a dark curly one that she was going to sew together because she does sew together some pretty fabulous stuff, everybody. I mean, no lie. Did you know too, like, and not to get too much off the topic, that a Norfolk, Virginia woman was arrested with an unconscious man in a parking lot after she was getting on with him in a parking lot shopping center? Now, how do you feel about that? I think that's pretty nasty. I feel like she got dirty.
How'd he go unconscious?
Supposedly, from what I understand, they were both really drunk. She was just gonna get her some. You should have seen this woman too, man. She looked like somebody getting on in a shopping center.
Lord. Was it at a Ross or a Kohl's?
Girl, it had to be at like one of those Family Dollar stores, probably. She was kind of real classy. You should have seen this woman.
You know I love the Dollar Tree, don't play.
Only if you get half off, right?
Right.
You know what I'm talking about, not just their merchandise. The
Right.
next topic that I wanted to kind of get into, now, how do you feel about people in, like, because, you know, as this world goes around, there's many different fetishes out there and whatnot. How do you feel about, like, people that, now to name, I'll name a couple of them, because I told everybody this is kind of, I've done topics on this, we've done shows on this. I really don't like when they fetishize, like, a community of people. I feel like that is kind of degrading and kind of makes me sick to my stomach, because I think that all people deserve respect. And I'm not going to keep saying this again, but I feel like the way that you would talk to any person is the same as you should talk to a mother or a brother or whatnot. But I kind of pulled into this, and then we're going to get into how we personally feel, how people come along and try to fetishize, you know, girls in our community. But it was fascinating to find that people have fetishes with feet, girls stuck in quicksand, girls who can start a car. There have been cake farts where they'll have a girl sit on a cake and fart on it. Objectum sexualis, which means, like, there's certain girls that, like, fetishize about, like, the Eiffel Tower. We have people that fetishize balloons. And yifing, which is dressing up in anthropomorphic, whatever, animal suits. There's teddy bears, adult babies, and people that have a fetish with woolies. Now, what do you think about some of that? Now, do you think that it would just tickle your pickle to sit here and have someone fart on your cake?
No, please
Your
don't.
next birthday, I'm going to come over there and I'm going to pitch a loaf right on your cake. See if you have a fetish for it.
I don't even have
I
any
just.
words.
I know, I'm a little bit shocked myself. What about people that have, what about people that are into woolies, like they're into wool? Could you imagine if you came home and, like, whenever if your boyfriend was getting it on with your wool sock?
Okay.
I
I
couldn't
don't
believe, like,
even.
some of the stuff that I found with the fetishes. Even balloons, like, I'm not really understanding, like, how, like, I don't know, like, do they have a water balloon fight? Do they I mean, what is it with balloons? Like, do they? I mean, how do you? I don't know. I was kind of shocked by this one. What about
I
dressing up
don't
in, like, animal suits?
like
Would you
furries.
dress up in an animal suit? Yeah, would you dress up in an animal suit?
Sure, why not? I'll
So
try
you're trying to
anything
say that you
once.
would try anything once? Which animal would you be if you could dress up like an animal?
Oh shit. I want to be a lion.
Girl,
Is
I
that a
think I'd have
furry?
to go. I think so. I'd have to go straight up Sesame Street.
Oh shit. You'd be Big Bird? Snuffleupagus?
No, I'm not gonna be Big Bird. I'd have someone else dress up like Big Bird, girl.
What do you mean?
What
Tickle
about
me off.
this? What about dressing up like Big Bird and then having your partner dress up like a big baby? Like, 'cause we see that all the time. I remember growing up watching Jerry Springer, and we would always see the adult babies.
Oh yeah. I've seen a lot of those on Facebook lately. Like people just wearing
Oh my God, I
diapers.
know, 'cause they hit you up, don't they?
Yeah. And I don't. Oh, there goes the dog. I don't
Look, some of
understand
them
it.
have a fetish for that dog.
They might. My grandma told me one time that her cousin was put in jail because he was fucking a goat out on the farm.
Oh, that's sick. Oh, that's, I can't get into. I mean, no judgment place. I mean, hey, your thing is your thing, but getting it on with a girl, like, I can't even, like, my mouth just dropped there. And you admitted that was someone in your family? Oh my God, bitch.
Hey, it
That
is
better
what
have been
it
like a long distance relative somehow. Not somebody that was married in the family.
Maybe. I don't know.
How do you feel about the guys that come along and fetish, you know, have a fetish about transgender people? How do you feel? Because, I mean, I could sit here. I'm not even going to go off about this because I've gone off about this so many times. I've even actually done a YouTube video on this topic. It's called A Fairy Tale Fetish. But how do you feel about people that come along and you're like, oh, I'm straight, but I have this fantasy or I have this fetish for transgender people? How does that make you feel?
Well, it's like obviously you're straight or you wouldn't be attracted to a woman because trans women are women. But they want to know if you have a penis, and if you do, they like that. And then they're like, well, will you fuck me? And it's just like, oh, my God, just stop.
It's disgusting.
I mean, I know there are some trans women that are tops, but I don't know. To me, I want, like, a man that's, like, a man.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound bad, but it kind of does, I guess. I don't know.
No, I think that it sounds completely normal. My thing is why, if you think about it logically, okay, and I'm not saying all, but a lot of the girls that they fetishize about, right, they're in that business to make money. So a lot of them aren't thinking like, oh, you know, this is what I want to do. They're doing it because they have to do it for the money, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you're fetishizing about the one part of somebody that they hate the most about themselves. So it doesn't make any sense. It means that it's a very uneducated, very unresearched, very misinformed person that's coming along. And it really kind of, it bothers me that people do that on a whole entire community of people. It's not okay. Your business is your business, but my thing is why do you come along to somebody that you don't even know, that you've never even met, that you've never had a conversation with, and you feel okay enough to open up and share that? Nobody cares. I mean, you know, me and Dusty are out here in social media. We don't care. Like the bottom line with it is we could care less about what that is. I mean, do some research or I always tell people that in the beginning, if that's what they want to do, then go experiment with girls that sell that, because there's plenty of them out there. But don't come off to a YouTube girl or girls that do blog talk radio or a beauty guru and tell us about, you know, how whatever that you think that you are and you have an idea. We don't care. We do not care. And we're not going to waste too much time even discussing that. We're not going to respond to you. We're not going to act like you even exist. But it truly bothers me that, you know, you have a lot of people out there that think that just because they've seen something on in the media or on television or in a movie, that everybody's like, because not everybody's like that. And I'm telling you right now, we don't want to hear that nonsense. We don't care. And girl, that's just one thing that I think if we could change a lot of people's minds in the world, I think that the one thing that I really wish is that instead of being treated like we're somebody that wants to hear that garbage, that we're just treated as anybody else would treat another sister or their mother,
mm-hmm.
the same respect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm pretty passionate about that.
Yeah.
You know, because we've come across that quite a bit.
Yeah. Because if you guys don't
and
know,
the desperation of it.
On our
right.
chat.
Like, they're desperate about it. It's like, oh, I will talk to any person that was born this way. Well, then go find someone else that wants to have this conversation. We don't want to have this conversation with you. We don't care.
Yeah.
You know, and what really bothers me the most is you don't tend to find it amongst trans men. Trans men don't get a lot of girls we're the ones that fall victim to that a lot of times, the trans women. Because a lot of times the trans men, they kind of transition, they find a woman, and they kind of don't, girl. They kind of go along into their life, and they don't have a lot of these women that come along and go, oh, I have this fantasy or I have this fetish of being with a trans man. Like, nobody wants to hear that. So please do not even bother us with that foolishness, which is going to lead kind of into my next, this is kind of a personal thing, but a lot of times, okay, have you heard of a lot of people in the transgender community that actually become asexual?
I can see that.
And asexuality, everybody, is where you're not attracted to men and you're not attracted to women. It's not necessarily that you're not attracted. It just means that you more or less don't have any sexual desire feelings. Now, of course, I have felt this way for a very long time, kind of more of an asexual. And I think that part of the reason that pushed me into the asexuality personally was because I got really sick and tired of people coming along and acting like, you know, like this was just one big fetish or one big fantasy. Because when you have enough people that come along and treat you like that, you don't want to deal with them anymore. And when you've had enough hormones injected into your system to feminize a mule over 10 lifetimes again, the last thing on your mind is anything sexual.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about the asexuality?
I mean, like, even just the, like, daily harassment and messages, like, when I first started getting messages, I thought it was cute. I was like, oh my gosh, look at all these people that are paying attention to me. Now I'm so numb to it that I'm just like, oh, fuck, here we go. And it's kind of like,
here we go again.
Yeah, like one guy the other day was like, do you want to see my penis? And I'm like, you know what? I've got so many dick pics in my inbox that I'm really not even affected by it anymore. And you've seen one, you've seen them all. So, no, you keep that shit to yourself.
My thing is what makes people think that that's okay? Like, what is it in the wiring with people that make them think that it's perfectly normal, perfectly acceptable, or perfectly okay to anybody with that, to contact anybody with that? That's not okay. Like, we're not in that business. We don't promote that. We don't do shows about that. We're not about that. And I cannot piece together in my mind where their logic is coming along saying that. And I've found, and I'll reiterate this again, there is a lot of asexuals in the transgender community. There's a lot of people, especially the girls. Now, the guys, I don't really see too much because it seems like that's a smaller minority of people. But the guys that I've talked to that are trans men, they tend to kind of find women and they kind of settle down. But I find it a lot of times with trans women that they end up asexual. And then if you dig into kind of like why they end up asexual, it's because they get tired of people contacting them with that same old bullshit, that people tend to think that it's okay to go out here and treat people that way. I like, one day we're going to have this huge movement and hopefully it won't happen anymore. I mean, we can't say that because there's people that are always going to fetishize, and you know, there's people that fetishize about being with a girl that's Filipino or a girl or blondes or this or that. But, you know, for so many to do that, and not only that, like be so open about it and just state it like everywhere, like they're not even ashamed about it. Really, you're not making us interested in you. What you're doing is you're pushing us away and you're making us go, you know what? I see why I don't date anybody. I see why I don't have any feelings. I see why I don't have any desire, because we have been pushed to the point where it's like, how on earth can we? We don't want to hear that anymore. Because instead of, like you said, instead of someone having any kind of class or dignity or sense, they're not contacting you the way that they would contact a girl they want to get to know, right? They're not contacting you with that same level of respect. They're contacting you like you're some kind of object and objectifying you to nonsense.
And they don't want to get to know you. They just want you to get naked and send them pictures. And it's just like,
right.
I mean, you wouldn't do that to any, like, gender female.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I don't think that it's okay for them to come along and not treat anybody with that same level of respect. Like, you're treating us on a totally different level of respect that you would with somebody of a gender. And my thing is would they want somebody to contact their sister with that?
Yeah, no, they would not.
Would they want somebody to contact their mother like that?
Mm-mm. Because they'll be like really nice and respectful of you, and then you know you've got to, at some point you have to let them know that you're trans, and as soon as they find out you're trans, it's like, oh, well, here's a picture of my dick.
It's right.
Like every single.
And it's not okay.
No, it just changes like that. So it's weird. Like, we're not.
It's not okay. It's not okay. I mean, and I'm not, like, the thing is me and you have gotten to the point where we got tired of excusing people for that. Because at some point you have to realize that you're grown and that you're an adult and that you're making a conscious decision to disrespect another human being.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wonder why, like, calls don't even respond to them anymore. Because I've even had a lot of them say, I can't even find girls that, well, I wonder why. Like, they'll say, oh, you know, I have this whatever, this thought or this whatever. And a lot of, now I don't even respond to them because they're just, to me, they're another number or another follower, whatever. Okay, the only thing they can do is follow me on YouTube, okay, and subscribe or follow us here. But a lot of times when they have come to me like that in the past and they've said, you know, oh, I have this big thought and I have this big idea and I have this big fantasy, but I can't find a girl. Well, I wonder why. Because girls are not going to respond to that. They're not going to.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear that. And, you know, as long as we're on this air and as long as we're doing girl talk, we're standing out here. We're standing for the rights of people. And we're telling you all, don't even force that on us because, again, you're pushing us. You become more and more asexual. And the stuff that you see on those videos is not how it really goes. It's not how we really feel. And the girls that are in those videos don't think that they stand there and that they're like that all the time. They're doing that because they signed a contract for a lot of money to bring about that sort of entertainment for people that want to fantasize.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just kind of like all I'm saying, girl.
Yeah.
Well, we've kind of covered some stuff here today, girl. And that was some real heartfelt talk. I mean, this was like kind of like a serious discussion.